Stack, this is dictating on Joseph Douglas, 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 Joseph, Josephe. Date of birth is 12/2/1960. Date of visit is 8/12/22. Please make copy for Amy Zilkowski, Z-I-K. Zikosky. Amy Zikoski. P-A-C. I'm sorry, Zilkowski. Z-I-L-K-O. Z-I-L-K-O-S-K-Y. Zilkowski. PAC. Next paragraph. Dear Amy, thank you for sending Joseph Douglas for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of prison illness. This is a this is a 61-year-old male who has a past history of cardiomyopathy and a history for gastroesophageal reflux, as well as hypertension. States that he was exposed to bug spray more than 2 months ago, and since then has been having shortness of breath, tightness in his chest, and episodes of wheezing. Period. The patient has also a history for hay fever and nasal allergies, but does not use any inhalers. He had no recent chest x-rays, and he also has an occasional cough and post-nasal drip. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of hypertension and gastroesophageal reflux and history of obstructive sleep apnea. He has had history of cardiomyopathy and CHF, but denies diabetes. He does have rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, and is overweight and complains of low back pain. And shoulder pain. And hypolipidemia. Next paragraph. Habits: patient smoked 2 packs per day for 15 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next line, allergies to pollen, dust, and fumes. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of UTI and sepsis. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Med list included Coreg 3.125 mg BID, Losartan 25 mg daily, Famotidine 20 milligrams BID, Plaquenil 200 milligrams BID, Methotrexate 2.5 milligrams, 4 tablets weekly, and Methocarbamyl 750 milligrams TID, and Flexeril 10 milligrams HS, Cialis 5 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has gained weight. He has fatigue, no weight. He has fatigue, no cataracts or glaucoma. He has nasal congestion, post nasal drip, and heartburn, and denies any diarrhea or constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no anxiety or depression. He has urinary frequency, and he has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and memory loss and skin rash with itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 125/70, pulse 66, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 198, saturation 97. HEND are non-sphalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild injected, he has no inflammation. Next supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence is irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no calf tenderness, reflex in the one plus, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Reactive airways disease. Number two is allergic rhinitis. Number three, history of cardiomyopathy. And number four is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, planned patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate him for any lung infiltrates and a complete pulmonary function study, a IgE level and a CBC, and also advised to use Ventolin and HFA, 2 puff QIDPRN, and then allergy medicine like Zyrtec 10 milligrams a day. The follow-up is to be arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Could you please add in the final diagnosis obstructive sleep apnea in the final diagnosis? Thank you. Follow-up will be in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy Zilkowski, ZILCOSKYPA-C. Thank you.